why the price of gas will keep climbing, why the following chapters matter. The plausibility of these scenarios, these hypothetical worlds that each chapter will project, America at $8 a gallon gas or $14 a gallon gas, depends on gasoline's increasing scarcity and, of course, its increasing cost. There still exist thousands of people, some of whom preach from very public pulpits, editorial pages, magazines, television, that say expensive oil will be a temporary blip in our continued and apparently endless path of gluttonous consumption. Gas prices, these people say, are artificially goosed up by nervous traders and reckless speculators. Normalcy will return soon, they assure us, as it did in the latter months of 2008. But normalcy, for better or worse, is already gone. Gas prices had to go up, and so they did. The sunny, "this is merely a passing bubble" outlook, unfortunately for Hummer drivers and the airlines, has taken no measure of world economics, demographics, or capitalism. The following two statements, in most sane circles, are accepted as fact. 1. The demand for oil will gradually increase and will continue to increase as the global middle class expands. 2. The oil that remains in the earth will be more and more expensive to locate and extract. Those two statements lead us to a third conclusion. 3. The price of gas will climb to prices far past where we're at right now. The swooning momentum of oil prices can be a tricky bull to corral. Wild upward swings in gas prices will usually be mitigated by a downward correction. Oil's price volatility is not anomalous to the ridiculous and heady explosion and resulting implosion of housing prices that we've seen over the last 8 years. But the oil market moves much faster. A price spike can last several months and its resulting correction another month or two, compared with the years of booming home values and the subsequent multi-year downturn. The difference, however, is an important one. There is always less oil and always more people who want it. We're always building more houses, but we can't make more oil. So while gas prices will swing up and down, season to season,